You're listening to the Stress and the City podcast, a self-care resource for women navigating toxic relationships and stressful lives.
I'm Brittany Nicole, your host and podcast BFF. In each episode, I teach strategies for creating a life that turns you on. So, my friend, if you're ready, get your tea and take notes. This is Stress in the City.
Hi, friends. Welcome back to another episode of Stress in the City. In true artist form this week, this episode comes from an inspired place. Now, I want to say, though, if you don't struggle with slacking off and taking a break, then this episode is probably useless to you. But if you're listening to this episode, chances are you're like me, with a habit of overfunctioning and being hyper-responsible, uber-dependable, overly loyal to a degree of self-abandonment. So if that's the case, this might feel like a revolutionary practice for you. And it's feeling like that for me. This is going to sound stupid, but I recently discovered napping and taking breaks. Like, I don't know if you've ever heard of it, but basically you just go to sleep in the middle of the day when you start to feel tired. And then you wake up and you continue your day. Like, who knew that was an option? Amazing. Simple, elegant solution to a lot of problems, I'm realizing. And it's obviously not revolutionary at all to take a nap or take a break. But like, why is it so difficult for many of us to do or to feel like we have the right to do that? So I'm going to get into that. I'll get onto my soapbox later on. But first, I want to reframe slacking off. So here's a few different definitions that I pulled from these interwebs of describing and defining slacking off. To do something with less effort or less energy than before. To work less hard or to be less than is usual or necessary. I like this last one the best, though. To release or ease the tension or pressure on something. These definitions are actually pretty neutral, right? Less effort, less energy, less active, less forceful. There's no moral implication about a person's character in the word or in the definition itself. It just means doing less. And the question is it okay to do less? Like, is it functional even to do less? And the answer is actually, yeah. Yes, it is. It is okay to do less when you need to. You can take a break when you're overwhelmed. You can take a nap when you're feeling tired. You can use your free time to do something that has no productive outcome and just feels good to your soul. And in fact, that's actually more productive than just running yourself to the ground. It's more productive because it's preventative. If you keep pushing and pushing and pushing when you don't have the resources, you're going to run out. That's just the way it is. So this episode, today, I'm making a case for rest and play. And I will admit I'm teaching this lesson as an apprentice and not a master, because this is a new discipline for me. But I have been thinking a lot about rest, slowing down, being fruitless, wasting time, laziness. I've been thinking about being lazy. Do you like that word, laziness? It kind of makes my skin crawl. That's why I'm like thinking about it and sitting in the feeling of laziness and understanding what does that even mean? What would I look like, feel like, be like if I allowed myself to be lazy? How do you feel about being called lazy? Matter of fact, let's do one better. How do you feel about that person in your life or those people in your life that are lazy to you? Think about that. Call up those people in your mind. Who is lazy? And who gets on your last nerve with their laziness? How do they spend their time? Are they annoying you with their laziness? Are they burdening you with their laziness, leaving things for you to pick up in their slack? What does it seem like they spend most of their time doing? I would guess probably whatever they want. And you don't like it, do you? No, I don't either. But could it maybe possibly be because you actually want to be able to do whatever you want? And can you? Can you actually do what you want? I don't know the answer to that, but it's something to think about. I find this to be true about so many things, laziness included, that when other people give themselves permission to do things we wouldn't give ourselves permission to do, they get under our skin. They get on our nerves. And so if you find that to be the case, I think it's worth examining, what is your relationship to rest and to work? Is it balanced? Do you value rest and work equally? Or is your worth, your value in society, or your worth as a human being tied to some kind of outcome or some kind of metric, whether that's a salary, a degree, a number on the scale, an amount of steps that you walked per day? What's your relationship to productivity, and is it balanced? Something to think about. I live in America. And in hyper-productive American culture, the more productive you are in every avenue of your life, the more virtuous you are, the more you strive for whatever this concept of perfection is, like, the better. You know, being burnt out, overworked, doing a lot, running yourself into the ground, not sleeping at you know, the expense of your goals. That's like, for the longest time, it is kind of shifting. But for the longest time, that's been like what you should aspire for. And that's an unbalanced view. Like, there definitely is merit to hard work and discipline and even sacrifice at times. Working toward difficult goals or things that you want doesn't mean that, you know, it's going to be a walk in the park. Like, there's a little grit that you need sometimes. But like, that's the working hard is like only a part of the story. You know, I'm learning that playing hard and resting hard is actually like a part of the equation that we leave out when we talk about success and happiness and what a good life looks like. Moving on from that, how do we rest? Obviously, there's, you know, the napping and the sleeping, which we may be familiar with already. But there's more ways to rest than just that. There's physical rest, which is basically any form of letting your body recharge by moving it as little as possible. So that could mean napping, that could mean sleeping, but it could be laying down and listening to music. It could be sitting on the couch and watching TV. It could be meditating. It could be just, you know, sitting in nature and relaxing and not really moving much. The point of physical rest is to not exert your body or exert your body as little as possible as a form of recuperation. Now, there's also mental rest, which is about turning down your cognition, giving your brain a break from thinking and from problem solving. And I think that we don't give this one as much credit because it's immaterial, you know, but I love the word thought labor because it's this idea that ties something that sounds like you have to exert force, the labor part, with the thing that you do in your head. And just like, you know, if you're using your body for some type of physical labor, your body's going to get tired at some point. If you're using your brain for thought labor, your brain's going to get tired. Your mind's going to get tired. Ways of mentally resting could be like a body-focused meditation. It could be going for a walk and just being really present and noticing your surroundings. For me, and I feel a little hypocritical about saying this because I don't do it often, but when I am in the mood to just zone out and veg out, and like when I'm intentionally trying to not think, that's when I watch TV. I don't watch TV often. I have some shame around entertaining myself by watching TV. So I am not going to say that I do this often, but when I am like, okay, we're done thinking. I don't want to think anymore. It's TV time. Social rest is also a form of rest. And that can mean taking a break from social media, or that can mean taking a break from people IRL. And that could actually mean like not totally taking a break from people in real life, but just only spending time with a small group or, you know, the specific people in your life where the relationships are really restorative and rejuvenating and don't require a lot of effort. That could be a form of social rest. There's also sensory rest. And I'm planning on doing a little experiment with myself next weekend as a form of like playing with sensory rest. So I'm going to be doing 3 days of total silence, no social media, no music, even just reading, writing, resting, and just like seeing what that does for my brain to not constantly be taking in stimuli. So that's sensory rest. Whatever senses get overstimulated for you, taking a break from that. And then there is emotional rest, which very similar to thought labor, there's emotional labor, and taking emotional rest is about not doing that emotional labor. And that can be emotional labor in your relationships, or that can be emotional labor on yourself. And in my view, resting emotionally is about calming your nervous system and doing things that bring the cortisol down in your body to allow your body to feel as safe as it can feel for a short amount of time, and just not focusing on your problems, like feeling like, okay, I can put this down for a little while just so that I can calm my body and have the strength I need to go on. And, you know, I think that it helps when you struggle with resting to realize that there's all different types of ways to rest. There's mental rest, physical rest, social rest, sensory rest, emotional rest. But honestly, at the end of the day, what we're really talking about is self-care. If it helps you to have a category to be able to get inspired enough to actually do it, by all means, go on Pinterest, go crazy, look up all different types of physical, emotional, social rest ideas and try something. Let's wrap up, summarize the message here. You're allowed to rest. You are allowed to rest. You're allowed to play. Actually, you need to rest. You need to play. Your career needs you to rest and play. Your relationship needs you to rest and play. Your kids need you to rest and play. Your family needs you to rest and play. I want you to equate rest and play with self-care, and I want you to put a premium on self-care. You cannot be productive all the time without running out of resources. It's actually more efficient, more logical, and more respectful of yourself to manage your energy like it's expensive. Because it is. All right, friends, that's it for me. I'll see you next time.